You know, Jeff, I'm glad that you and I were talking before the program started today, because I really appreciate the fact that you corrected me. I have been telling the listening community that you've won 3 Dove Awards and you're nominated for your 4th, but the numbers are bigger than that.
Well, we've won 3 Dove Awards. That's correct. But we're up for 4 this year, which will be my 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th nomination. So 10 nominations, 3 wins, and we'll see what happens this year.
Yes, indeed. So, and remember, you all out there in Dove Award land, remember now, October 16th is also Jeff's birthday now.
So, yeah, I can leave an address here at the station if they want to send gifts or anything.
So what is the process, Jeff, of being nominated with the Dove, the GMA system, being nominated and then being actually declared a winner?
Yeah, so there are 2 different ballots that the GMA puts out for the Dove Awards. The first ballot being their list in every category of what they deem Dove Award worthy. And that's my terms, not theirs, but it's the best way to explain it. So they pull all of the projects, all of the songs, all of the writers, all of the artists together on a list. And they go through all of those things that released that year within a certain time frame to be eligible to be considered for a Dove Award nomination. And then they put out that first ballot to all the GMA members. So all the GMA members get the first ballot, and they go through it in every category and see what the GMA board has listed as having met all of those qualifiers. And the GMA members then vote on their top 3 in each category. From there, the GMA board takes all of those calculations and they come up with the second ballot. The second ballot is the official Dove Award nominations. Okay. So it's narrowed down. For instance, in the choral collection category that First Baptist North Augusta Choir is in, the board put 20 choral projects, choral collections within that category on the first ballot. GMA members vote, and they narrow that down to the top 5. And that's the second ballot, and those 5 receive the GMA Dove Award nomination. And that's where we are right now. Second ballot is just released yesterday, and so GMA members all around the world are voting right now. Hopefully they're choosing Your Word as their top choral collection for the year.
So are they listening to music off of each of these CDs, or are they looking at composition? I mean, the actual sheet music?
No, the board looks, they listen, they look at all the qualifiers. Certain things like this, for instance, it has to have a barcode. It has to be available for purchase online. All of these sort of qualifiers like that. Okay. And then they listen through once it meets all those qualifications, then they listen through the project.
Gotcha.
And they go, okay, is this one of the top of the year? From there, they list that first ballot. So
gotcha.
That's kind of how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, let's listen to another song off the CD, First Baptist of North Augusta. Jeff Bumgartner leading the way. And I think this is a good one to go to, Jeff. Visions of the Lamb.
It's one of my favorite ones on there.
Ah, beautiful flow. Listen to this, everyone.
Mercy marked by his own blood. majesty that's his alone. He reigns to show redemption's love. Bowed before the King, my heart can't help but see.
Jeff, there is so much happening in that song. Just before you share with us the story behind this one, if you would walk us through a Music 101 lesson, talk with us about changes in tempo, changes in dynamic, why all of that is even significant. Why does it matter? Why do you even include it?
Well, every writer approaches the writing of a song a little differently. I'm big on the lyric of a song, and so I approach the writing of a song with the lyric first. So I have to have an idea, that target on the wall, if you will, and then I craft a lyric that basically tells that story. Speaking of stories, musically, when I come along with that, the lyric being kind of the message of what we want to get across to the listener, the music has to help tell the story of the lyric. And so you want to create dynamics as the message intensifies through the song. You want that dynamic to grow with that. Tempo-wise, it's something you just have to kind of feel as a musician that the best setting for that story, if you will. So you set your tempos there, and then your melody lines have to rise and fall. Something called prosody, which with a melody line, if you're writing something that kind of lifts, like if you say, "Oh Lord, we lift our hands," you don't want that melody line to go down. You want it to go up, because you're painting a picture of hands raising, you know, those are our praises rise to you, or here in this valley you want that melody line then to go down. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So yeah, so just some of those things as you're crafting that, you really, as kind of how an artist works, as with each stroke of the brush, he already sees in his mind what that end result's going to be. And as a songwriter, you kind of have to know, this is what I want the end result of the song to be. Now you work through that process and creating that, but writing is rewriting. And as you write a song, you come behind that and you kind of craft that lyric then. If that picture isn't totally complete yet, you just keep working at it and massage that lyric, massage that melody line a little bit to make it become the picture in the end that you need it to be, to convey the message as clear as possible.
With that tempo, the pace either speeding up or slowing down, remaining the same dynamics, that volume going up or down wherever you need it. And that brings us to something that you and I were talking about the first time you joined me, and that is how you match. And you just explained that so beautifully. I mean, you painted a picture of how you match the lyrics with the music so that they truly fit. It doesn't sound like they're fighting against each other.
Yeah, so much truth in that. And for, you know, there's so many songs that you could write that people could listen to, but would they?
Mm.
And what's the best way to get the message across? So you have to write things that people will listen to, not could they listen to it, would they? And be intentional about not giving up on a song until that picture is complete for the listener.
I love it. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it is amazing to me the talent that we have right here. Again, you're hearing outstanding voices, outstanding musicianship at First Baptist North Augusta. And when we say that, Jeff, for the record, These are members of First Baptist North Augusta, not just visitors who you brought in from around the country to sing at First Baptist North Augusta.
Yes, this is our choir, and these are our people. Now, this soloist right here is actually a guest on the project. This is Taranda Green. If you're familiar with Taranda, she's sung with the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. She's sung in the Southern Gospel World. She now currently tours as a solo artist as well as with a group called Cana's Voice. And they've cut some of my songs over the years. And she has a brand new solo project out right now that is amazing. Taranda Green. I've got a couple of songs on there. She's a friend of mine. And, you know, back in 2016, when we lost our daughter Ella, suddenly Taranda was calling us in the hospital. She sang over Ella in the hospital on speakerphone, and she came to Ella's service and sang with the First North Augusta Choir, and it was only appropriate to invite her to come on board with us on this project. So she sings the lead there on Visions of the Lamb.
Man, when she sang at the funeral, the lady was awesome.
Yeah, she is amazing, and her heart is as big as her voice, and that's saying a lot.
That's saying a lot.
It really is.
Taranda Green on lead vocals, First Baptist North Augusta, led by Dr. J. Jeff Baumgartner. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.